join in our opening process. If you have things in your hands, you might want to put them down just so that you're not distracted. If you feel comfortable doing that, you can close your eyes. If you'd rather keep them open, that's fine. But start to draw your focus inward. Notice yourself. Notice your body. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, breathe into it with love and recognize, remember, it's only a messenger. Don't judge it as wrong. Don't try to push it away. Acknowledge it with love and be open to receive the message. Sometimes all it needs is that loving focus. And sometimes it needs more, especially if this is a message that's been trying to be heard for a long time. In that case, make a promise that you intend to keep, to come back to it at another time. Maybe at lunch, maybe at the end of the day today, or maybe before you go to sleep tonight. And give it as much attention as it needs in order to deliver the message. And it may need more than just that once, you understand? It may need for you to listen to it 1,000 times, although I doubt it. But if you've been ignoring this for many years, it might have a bit of an attitude. And it might need a little bit longer than just once. So be willing to give that pain whatever level of loving attention it needs. And now, notice your breathing. Have the intention to balance it out so you're breathing equally into both lungs. Notice which lung is not being used as much as the other. Oh, and breathe into that lung right now, having the intention to breathe only into that lung, knowing that this will bring balance to your overall pattern. Overcompensate to bring balance just for the moment. And then notice, are you breathing equally into the back of your lung as into the front? Most of us are not. And if that's the case, draw your breath all the way down the back of your lungs, especially into that lung that wasn't being used so much at the start. And let your body cough or sneeze or whatever it needs to do, yawning, all those body reactions to energy shifts. There's no need to suppress them. We know what's going on. We get that you aren't being rude. It's okay. And now, when it feels right, breathe all the way down to the very, very bottoms of the lungs. Sometimes grief settles down into the bottom of the lungs. Don't be afraid. If there's grief there, we just breathe into it and let it out. Let it out, let it out, let it out. Send it out the top of your head. Send it out your crown so that it flushes those connections to source. Clear, clear, clear. Use all the energy that's in our system. None of it is bad. Grief is just grief. We can use it to increase our connection to source, just like we can use joy and hope and love. Energy is just energy. There's nothing wrong with it. Now start to bring the focus to that heart chakra and have the intention to align it with universal presence right now, opening to receive universal light and love, that continual stream of divine energy that's here for each of us. Draw it into the front of the heart right now, fully, completely, perfectly, until the heart chakra itself bulges, expands, and then the river of love exhales out the back. Let that river of love flow through us and around us from front to back, front to back, front to back, flowing through us and through our lives, through us and through our lives, through us and through our lives. Through us and through our lives. Now, reach with your focus out the back of your heart chakra, connecting to with that other element of divine presence, the one you're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness, Buddha nature, or something else entirely. We don't need to know what it is. Have the intention to open up to that element of divine presence simply by vibration, if we don't know it by name, and draw it into the back until once again our chakras are bulging, expanding with love, and then that river of love flows out the front now, in the back and out the front, flowing through us and around us, back to front, back to front, back to front. flowing through us and through our lives, through our lives, through our lives, gently swishing the rivers back to front and front to back, back to front and front to back, creating a turbulence, clearing, cleansing, expanding the heart. Very nice, very nice, very nice. Whew, okay, friends, spin the heart chakra just a little bit more, feeling it pop into formation. And now draw the focus to the feet and through the feet, connecting into divine planetary energies, drawing up Father Earth and Mother Earth love through us and around us in an upward rising river of love flowing through all our vertical channels, through us and through our lives. At least the size of your outstretched fingertips, if your arms were straight out, at least that big. Everybody in this room, many of you much larger than that. So be thinking at least outstretched fingertip to fingertip, two people down at least. There you go, down the row, I mean, two people down the row. There you go, there you go. Letting that flow earth to sky. Now let's engage in that eternal process. We're never done with this, and isn't that a blessing? That eternal process of straightening up our energy channels. There's always more that we can do to straighten our energy body. There's always that next step of becoming. We're never done, and what a blessing that is. Letting that flow earth to sky through us and around us, and as that flows, we straighten, straighten, drawing those channels to source, to source, to source. And now draw our focus to the crown and through the crown, following the energy up to that rainbow of healing frequencies at the heart of source, and start to draw in healing frequencies from the universal love source through us and around us now in a downward flowing river of love. All the healing frequencies we currently have access to, all that we have ever had access to, all that we will ever have access to in any life, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flowing river of love, flowing through us and through our lives, through our lives, through our lives. Now swishing that river of love top to bottom and bottom to top, top to bottom and bottom to top, creating a turbulence, clearing, cleansing the pillar of light, gently spinning the energy body on its vertical axis, creating turbulence, clearing, cleansing, sending everything into the vortex, noticing the vortex, picking it all up and taking it away. Now drawing the focus to the intersection area of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build a critical mass of love, instantly expanding into a bubble, huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, learning, growing space for us to do our work in today. Oh, noticing the outside of the bubble, how strong, light, bright, resilient it is, how it's crackling with electricity on the outside. It's really clear that only beings that we invite in can join us. This is private, sacred, healing, learning, growing space. Now into this bubble, let's call all of our guides and the angels and the healing beings. Whew. Whew. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's ask individually, our individual guides, for permission to engage in this process this weekend, guidance, support, protection in the process, so that we can be supported to receive the gifts that are available for us today and this weekend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now let's notice the vortex. Notice it spinning around us, continually clearing the space, creating sacred space, continually upgrading that sacred space so that not only it stays clear as we release our stuff, but it gets better, better, better over time, stronger, larger sacred space. Now noticing the river of love that's flowing right down the center of the vortex, the waterfall of living love, the living waters. Let it flow right through us and around us now, noticing it puddling on the floor so that we have a beautiful foundation of love in which to do our healing, growing, and learning this weekend. What a blessing it is to know how to create sacred space. And friends, I know that many of you are already doing this for yourself in your lives, and that is a beautiful blessing. I see some need of Kleenex. There should be boxes available here and there, up and down the rows. It's fine. It's fine to cry. Crying is a wonderful hobby. I remember when I took up crying as a hobby. Before that, I never cried. Crying was for weaklings, and I was not a weakling. Do you guys doubt that? And I am still not a weakling, and I cry 20 times a day. And I'm 1,000 times stronger than I was when I thought I was so tough. This is a wonderful weekend.